Hello, Jeff.
Richard, good afternoon. This is Michael from Local Splash. How are you doing today, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for picking up my call. I see that you called earlier and spoke with Victor. Just in regards to your Facebook ad, I see that all changes that was that your requests were already made and reflecting in your current answer. However, you asked as well if you can link your Instagram to the Facebook ad. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I wasn't able to do it. I know. You control the accounting, right?
But, we control.
Facebook.
Yeah. For the ads, we're the one that's running it. And for the Facebook business page, you also have the full access to it. Since we gave you
it won't be able to link me to Instagram as well.
I understand, sir. So prior to calling you, I actually reached out to our Facebook team. So they said it's actually possible. However, in terms of linking, since they were going to ask you to log into your Facebook, Instagram account, they only give us a link here from Facebook itself, like with the instruction on how you can do it. Because we cannot add or link any Instagram account, because again, it would ask you to log in using your Instagram user access.
Okay.
So what I can
let me ask you this. With this Facebook ad, how does that work? Because I'm not seeing nothing going on. How does that work, and how do I know who's calling me, you know, because I'm not getting nothing?
Understandable, sir. Well, regarding the Facebook ad, like how it works, it's pretty similar with our current, you know, campaign, the SEO. It's more about giving you online presence. So when in terms of running your ads, there's a monthly budget of $100. So whenever a person found your ads and then they clicked it, then it will be deducted from your monthly budget of $100. So again, it's gonna help you with in terms of giving you online presence throughout Facebook. So the same in Google, if a Facebook user is, you know, searching for any plumbing services in their area, then your ad's gonna show up. But once the budget is consumed, then that's when the ad automatically stops, even if the statement cycle is not yet ended. And for you to check how many people clicked it, or how many leads that you got so far, or people called you from the ads, those were actually specified on your dashboard, in the Local Splash dashboard. So there's a section under leads that will say Facebook leads. And also, it will show you how many people saw your ads, impressions, and how many clicks that you also got throughout the campaign or throughout the statement cycle.
So it's $100, and I'm paying y'all $300?
That's $299. It's a package that includes already the SEO, the website, and the call tracking number as well. But yes, $199 goes to SEO and the website. And the 100 goes to Facebook, yes.
So why do we don't use Google Guarantee no more? Is it effective? What's going on with the Google Guarantee?
If you could remember in the last conversation that we had, sir, regarding with our Google Guarantee campaign, it's currently paused because we already consumed your budget of $1,000 throughout from February to March of this year. So to enable it, then again, it's like you have to pay whatever your monthly budget is so that we can re-enable or activate again your ads.
What's the minimum we can put in there?
Well, your monthly budget actually that you set up for this campaign is $1,000. However, you know, we actually overspent. Again, we already talked about why we overspent for $100. Mainly because it depends as well with the mark, you know, the how much it costs per market. I'm sorry, in the market on a monthly basis.
But y'all took out of that. Y'all took out that $100. Didn't you tell me that?
Yes, sir. We actually received the $100, but again, that will go directly to your remaining budget. If you could remember, we already spent everything at all. And that's why we're sending you an invoice. If you could remember, there's an invoice being sent out or will be sent out actually on April the 9th about how much it cost you. If you were willing to reactivate.
So it's possible that they still have Google Guarantee, right?
Yes, they still have Google Guarantee, but it's currently on pause because there's no budget left to run the ads.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'll open it. We probably can call me Friday, and we need to turn it on because this is really getting slow.
Exactly, sir. And you know what? On the dashboard.
And I really don't want to do that Facebook ads because it's not giving me nothing right now. I think the more thing is maybe the SEO and then, you know, more so Google Guarantee. Yes, I want the exposure, but I want, you know, I'm working on videos as well because I got a lot of content that I'm producing now that I might start throwing on to the Facebook and hopefully try to propel the brand a little bit bigger. I think what we need to focus on is this Google Guarantee because it was bringing in at least it was bringing in something. Now I don't see nothing. You know, and I tried LSA. Y'all got LSA as well?
Oh, LSA and Google Guaranteed is just the same thing. It's pay-per-lead campaign.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yes, sir.
So it's not Google Guaranteed no more? It's LSA?
They call it actually now Google Verified, but it's the same thing. The first name is LSA, it's Local Service Ads, and then they change it to Google Guaranteed, and then currently they rebranded it to Google Verified.
Okay, so now it's Google Verified, right?
You are correct. That's a new name.
Okay.
But it's the same with LSA and Google Guaranteed. So that's why, you know, we're also surprised why they changed it to Google Verified, because most of our clients also get confused when we talk about SEO, because that's a Google business profile as well. So it's Google Verified, the same thing. But, yeah, it's the same with LSA and Google Guaranteed. It's just like a new name.
Okay.
All right.
So what I'll do is let's see if you can call me back Friday. And then on top of that, where can I send more pictures? Because we need more pictures. I've seen the Instagram, but we need to update those pictures. I don't really want to use those pictures no more. I want to use more updated pictures now. Because what I'm going to do is, I'll probably be like I've told you, I'm probably going to be updating more video content as well so people can get a feel of the hands-on work of Jess Plumbing and just a whole bunch of content that I'm going to be creating. I actually have one video that I already got locked and loaded, but I haven't uploaded it yet because what I want to do is I want to gain at least four to five more, so I can just build up the momentum and see if we can get that Google Guarantee. And so let me ask you this. Aside from Facebook ads, what else do y'all provide that is beneficial for the company?
Yeah,
put the SEO aside, put the call out aside. What else do y'all provide besides?
Yeah, I was about to offer the Google Ads, but it's a pay-per-click campaign. Sorry, it's just like kind of similar, you know, with Facebook, so still more about exposures, but it's not like a lead generation campaign, so it's really more about clicks, unlike with, you know, Google Verified campaign, which is your paying for.
Like Google Guarantee is it, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, Google Guarantee. I like Google Guarantee. So what? How much? So the minimum. So I owe $900. That's what you're telling me. I owe $1,000.
Let me go ahead and check that here. How much was the
So don't you prepay? Don't you prepay before you start?
That's what, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the amount I chose, but the minimum is 500, right?
Yeah, that's something I need to double check with them, sir, regarding with the minimum, because the moment that they change it, if I believe you change the amount actually, like the turn on the max bidding, that's why that the amount was, instead of 1,000, it went to 1,158. But I was definitely going to double check with them how much is the minimum, but currently the invoice says here that it's $1,158.83, but if we're going to remove the $100 from it, that's the one that you paid last week, it should be only $1,058.83.
It wasn't last week. It was longer than last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was, you know, before April. That was last week, March. I'm so sorry.
Y'all still didn't deduct it?
No, it was already deducted, sir. I'm just looking at the invoice. It's not updated on my end, though. But I'll definitely going to double check with them so they can correct the invoice.
Okay.
Because I'm just looking at the conversation we had. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. So, let me gather my thoughts. Okay. So, yeah, where do I send the pictures at to this,
sure.
to like? Okay, so let me ask you this. With the Facebook ads, how do I know the remaining balance? How much is it right now? And how much each click is? Is it a click thing ad?
Yes, it's actually a click things ad, sir. So let me go ahead and check that here. It wouldn't actually show how much it costs per click. The same with, you know, Google Ads, like the other product that we also offer with our clients. But it's all going to show you how much you already spent when you go to Facebook Ads under dashboard. And how many clicks that you already received. So we can also customize the date. So let me just pull up your statement cycle here so that it happens every second. So I can customize the date as well. So we would know how much you spent. Hold on. Right, so if you're going to check it here, let's say from April the 2nd up to today, the 7th, you already got 15 clicks, and the amount you spent already is $20.31.
How many clicks?
We're going to 15.
Okay.
If you're going to do the math, the estimated amount or cost per click, it's like roughly, you know, $1.40.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Okay. So do you control the pictures that's being provided to showcase?
So for the ads, you actually have the full control, sir. Which whatever picture you like us to use, you can always send it over to us. And going back to your question, how you can upload photos, you have two ways. You can either email directly to us. I can send you an email. We can just reply and attach those photos. Or you can also upload them anytime on your dashboard under business info.
Okay. Yeah.
If you also would like to change some business content or how your Facebook ad looks like or even use a different photo as well, then you also have an option to do that under Facebook Ads dashboard. There is like request changes button on there. And you also mentioned that you have videos as well. You know what, in the future, you can always email us a video that you like us to use. You can also put it in your website.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in address plumbingllc.net, yeah. They can request their team and put it in your website. We suggest you to email it to us instead of, you know, uploading it or sending it via SMS.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, we need to do that. Okay, yeah, so what do you go by again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm
Michael,
sorry. Was
right?
This? Yes, Michael,
Michael,
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm good in memory. Okay, so this is what I want to do, Michael. I want to touch bases with you Friday. And I want to go ahead and get the Google Guarantee started because I want to hit the ground running this month. So
yes,
I want to get it started probably. I want to probably get started with the minimum amount. And you said the minimum amount is $1,000?
Yes, that's the monthly minimum that we actually set up. But good thing.
Because last time I checked, it was $500.
Correct. Initial, that was $500, and then we turn on to maximize lease bidding.
Okay, so we can keep it at that amount. We can keep it at that amount. And to my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, we can also add more money every week, right?
You're right, correct, sir.
Okay. Because that's probably what we're going to end up doing, because I really want to turn up on this month. All
right?
Right. So, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, we appreciate clients who would like to add more budget, but we always suggest to, you know, let us know prior, because if there's still budget left, so say, for example, if it's still more than 50% of your monthly budget is left before your next billing, we don't really suggest adding unless we consume everything.
Say that again?
Or it will we only suggest, you know, adding up more budget to your Google Guaranteed campaign if it's already, like, less than half was already used. But if it's still more billing is fast approaching, you know, we suggest, because sometimes it's not, like, the same. Like say, for example, you might get a lot of leads for this month, but you might expect lesser leads the next month. We don't want to bombard your budget, and then you get an invoice for this one to avoid confusion.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I'm actually monitoring. Yeah, I will definitely be happy to monitor your Google Guaranteed account, sir. And if it requires budget for you to add up, if I think that you need to add more to keep the ads going, I'll make sure to let you know. I'll call
sounds
you right away
good.
If you need to add more budget, yeah.
Sounds good. All right, man, so let's plan on Friday. What time
okay.
You
want to
do it?
Well, it depends with you, sir. We're open, I think you're Eastern, right? So we're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Well,
all right.
I'm definitely going to call you back on Friday. Do you have any preferred time?
Mornings is best for me. Well, no. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, let's do it around 2-3 o'clock.
Okay, yep. I'll set up an appointment here. Again, it'll be on Friday, let's say 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll send you an email. That way we can do touch base and discuss further about Facebook ads, since you mentioned about maybe not going or pushing it through for the next statement cycle.
Okay. Sounds good.
So for right now, I'll send you an email where you can attach those photos and also your login credentials, where you can also upload those photos to whatever works for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem, sir. Thank you also for your time today. Do you have anything else that I can maybe add in our touch base this Friday? And that way I can prepare.
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your time, Jeff. You should have a great one, okay? Talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.